Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I just got back from a 3.5 day trip to Los Angeles to a coaching intensive. It was one of the most awesome, powerful, emotional things I've ever done. And I just want to remind you, I have a retreat coming up at the end of April, April 30th, here at the ranch from 11 to 6, and I am going to change it up. I learned some things this weekend that blew me away, and I'm inspired now to make this retreat more powerful than ever before. While I was there at this conference, I had to knock out a quick article because I do one every week for the Good Men Project. And I wrote an article real quick. I guess it wasn't real quick, but I wrote an article titled 50 Ways You Should Act More Like a Happily Divorced Man. Now, and I came up with 50 things, and the article is below this video. If you click on that link, you can go see the 50 ways you could start acting more like a happily divorced man and why. Remember last week I talked about this and why acting like a happily divorced man is something that we should consider doing in our relationships, in our marriages, while we're getting divorced or if we are divorced. Acting like a happily divorced man is really one of the best ways to look at yourself, at who you are, who you're being, and really up the ante and up your mojo. So there are two things I wanted to talk about in this video. Two things, the very first two things in the list were: a happily divorced man is no longer an angry man. And a happily divorced man is no longer, quote, upset with women all the time. And that's really common. I'll talk about myself first, and then I'll talk about what I see in clients. I spent many, many years angry. Angry that I wasn't getting what I deserved. Angry not getting the affection and the passion and the intimacy that I wanted. Angry that things weren't going my way. Angry that I wasn't winning arguments or that my point of view never seemed to be important. Angry that we couldn't talk about things. I was angry about my job. I was angry that I wasn't doing what I wanted to do in work. So anger came up a lot. And I know with a lot of us, it comes up in the form of arguments and passionate pleas for intimacy and sex. We shut down, we avoid, we just totally close people out. And so the happily divorced man, however, handles anger differently. The one thing I want to do in my program with you is help you understand that anger is a symptom of something else. Anger is almost, in men, associated with us feeling trapped. Like our freedom has just been totally tromped on, and we're never going to have the life and the passion and the joy that we want. And it's not true. It's all a lie. It's a story in our head. But the anger comes out anyway because we blame other people for putting us in that box and trapping us. Who do we blame? We blame women. We blame feminism. We blame the world. We blame the woman in our life, wife or girlfriend, sometimes even our own mothers. So this whole angry man being upset with women all the time is a mindset. It's strictly a story. It's almost always false, but it's the thing that goes through our head all the time that causes us to blame and feel resent and contempt for the women who are holding us back, keeping us in a box, keeping us from realizing the life we thought we would always have, and keeping us from living our potential, being extraordinary. I want you to be extraordinary. Happily divorced men are extraordinary, and you can be that way inside your marriage no matter what happens to your marriage. I want you to put aside the importance of your relationship with women, girlfriend, or wife for a moment to consider what it would take to be extraordinary. Believe it or not, when you decide you're going to be that guy, everything changes, and it's the only possible way you're going to experience change in your relationship. I guarantee you that. So I hope those help you. I'm going to follow the next 48 down for a while. Next week, I'm going to go to the next two on the list and talk about those in more detail. But the 50 ways that you could start acting more like a happily divorced man are my ways of giving you some insight to what it's like to feel extraordinary. I'm having an extraordinary life right now. I hate when I see other people say that on video because I think it's a big lie. But it's not. I am feeling like I am free to do whatever I want and have the life I want and create what I want. And it's not just because I'm divorced, it's because I have a whole new mindset on what's possible. My purpose is to help share that with you and show you you can have the exact same thing. So give me a call or send me an email at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com. I would love to talk to any angry man who's angry right now at this very moment watching this video to tell me, what are you angry about? Tell me why you think you're helpless or powerless in addressing that anger and turning that into motivation to make an extraordinary life for yourself. And one more reminder for the retreat coming up on April 30th here at the ranch in Livermore, Colorado, from 11 to 6. We have some slots left open still. I'll put a link down below this video for that too. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.